Ninth week, sixth day, there's healing in laughter. When God blessed us with the imagination to see harmonies in congruities with logical relationships in this life, he blessed us also with a sense of humor to see the inharmonies, incongruities in illogical relationships, and smile. Humor enables us to think without malice or fear. Rather, it transforms malice or fear by giving us diversion, change, enjoyment to enrich our store of human experience. Thus, inharmony, incongruity, and illogical relationships become assets for us instead of liabilities. A teacher can eradicate a pupil's mistake more quickly and effectively with laughter of a gentle kind than by punishment. Doctors can cure trivial complaints with humor better than with drugs. But by humor and laughter, we do not, of course, mean the low, coarse type of buffoonery. We mean exalted, heartfelt joy, laughter compounded of love and gratitude to God. There is divine laughter, which echoes throughout heaven and takes us tripping higher and higher up the mountainsides. The more evil we see and the more trouble which comes upon us, the more we can laugh with love and joy until at last we come into the stage where evil and trouble cannot possibly overtake us. For, as the touch of Midas converted everything into gold, so can the touch of heavenly laughter convert shadows into golden bits of sunshine to brighten every path before us. Glenn Clark's choice of scripture for today is from the Psalms, Psalm 126, verses 2 and 3, and 5 and 6. Then was our mouth filled with laughter, and our tongue with singing. Then said they among the heathen, the Lord hath done great things for them. The Lord has done great things for us, whereof we are glad. They that sow in tears shall reap in joy. He that goeth forth and weepeth, bearing precious seed, shall doubtless come again with rejoicing, bringing his sheaves with him.